more and more about the cross, more.
Amen. Galatians 2:20, when you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Very familiar scripture. You know, I believe, well, the word of God says faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified. It's also in your program. You got the green program. It's in there. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but contrast. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I'm living. But he said, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ what liveth in me. And the life, my new life that I have, I now live. But Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, in my humanity, in my body, I live by what? The faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Let your neighbor say, neighbor, learning to live by faith. Learning to live by faith. Amen. One of the greatest things as a child of God is one of the greatest things we have as children of God is faith. Without faith, we know it's that we're unable to please God. All things are possible to them that believe. Abraham was called a friend of God because he believed what God had said. He had faith, and God gave his count credit because he believed God. The only faith that God requires of us is faith in his Son. Let me say it again. The only requirement God requires of us is faith in his Son. Faith in Jesus is the only thing God will recognize. The Holy Spirit moves based on your faith. The devil wants to destroy your faith, because he knows that if he destroys your faith, he got you.
Amen.
He don't want you having faith in Christ. If he can do anything to distract you by people, by things, by circumstances, anything to try to get you off track. Long as you know who you are, who you belong to, and you have faith in that. And so all our whole walk of being a Christian is by, it's a faith walk. That's the only fight you need to be in. It's a fight of your faith. The devil's trying to steal your faith out of Christ and get on something else. So God allows things that God allows. Everything that happens to you don't happen because of the devil. Let me get this straight now. The devil only can do what God allows him to do.
Amen.
So if the devil's coming against you, you got to understand God's permitting it. And why would God permit the devil to attack me? Because he's testing my faith. So we have to learn to live by faith. Now, we are so conditioned. It's hard to learn how to live by faith. And so God will send you test after test, trying to teach you how he, by faith. Paul had the devil on his case three. He sought God three times. Because the devil, everywhere he went, he was calling to a ride or was calling revival. Everywhere he went, the devil had somebody in them city. He had devils in Galatians. Every church Paul started, there was a devil in the midst. He worked through the Jews. He worked through different people, but he was always attacking Paul. And Paul came to the Lord and said, three times he saw the Lord. The Lord said, my grace is sufficient. So whatever you're going through, God's grace is sufficient. But you have to know that his grace is sufficient, and you got to have faith. And I don't care how much preaching, how much reading, how much fasting, how much praying you do, it all comes down, are you going to have faith? Do you have faith in what thus saith the Lord? Do you have faith in what thus saith the Lord? And that's what I'm trying to say this morning. You have to learn how to live by faith. It don't come overnight. And it's not easy sometimes to live by faith. I have example after example. When I say I'm believing something, then the next same one minute I'm believing, next minute I ain't believing. And you're waffle. One minute you're believing everything looking good, in your eyesight. Then everything's going great. Then something comes to shake your faith. Then you stop believing. One minute you believe, next you're waffling. You're double minded, as God says in James. But what I want you to do, what I want to talk about, is learn to live by faith. Because we are so conditioned, we're trained to live by our five senses. What we see, what we hear, what we smell, what we taste, our five senses control how we think. It affects our believing. So when the doctor tells me I got cancer and I'm going to die, I hear what he's saying. I feel what he's saying in my body. So that's going to call me to believe what I see and what I feel. But when it comes to Christ, you got to learn to live by faith and not by your sight. We walk by faith, not by sight. You can't go by what you feel in your five senses. You can't go by that anymore. You got to learn how to live by faith. And faith exclusively in Christ. It has to be in Christ. Understanding who he is and what he did. Whatever you're going through, you got to understand that Christ has taken care of it. And the way you receive what he has taken care of is by faith. All the blessings that God has for us comes through the avenue of faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Amen.
It's impossible. I'm going to break 3:2:20 now. I'm crucified with Christ. This is 14. This is for anybody that got a drug problem, even my weight problem, it applies to me too. I was reading Watchman Nee. He got a book called The Spiritual Man.
Yeah.
You have a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. Watch this. Adam, when God breathed into Adam, he breathed spirit into him. And when the spirit contacted, he got, now this is how God made it. He took dirt, a lump of dirt, and breathed into a spirit. I ain't gonna say Holy Spirit, he believed in spirit. And once the spirit hit the body, man became what? A living soul. So you have a spirit which God gave you. Everybody got a spirit. Everybody has a soul, and we all live in a body. But when sin came in, it brought death in all three areas. It brought death. You became spiritually dead. Your soul is dead, and your body is dead. But thank God, when we get saved, we get a new spirit. And we'll get a new body when the rapture comes. But what I want to say, sin affected three areas in your spirit, your soul, and your body. Now, when Christ died on the cross, when he died on the cross, that was you, God's, hallelujah. Adam was the head of the human race. And when he sinned, he affected everybody that's born of Adam. Everybody that's born other than Jesus have a sin nature. And we're born spiritually dead. And that's why you got to be born again. We're born spiritually dead, so God can't even talk to us like he did to Adam and Eve. He would talk to them in the cool of the day. Okay? And we're spiritually dead. If you're not saved, you're spiritually dead. That's why you must be born again. Born of the Spirit. And once you get to born of the Spirit, now you can have God's Spirit come. You're born again, you have the Spirit of God in you, and now you can communicate with God, but God goes by faith. He only works by faith. So you have to learn to live by faith. And faith, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they were saying, it's so hard. He said, I pray, and I'm believing God, and ain't nothing happening. I'm praying, I'm doing all I know. I'm praying, and it ain't working. God, I ain't answering my prayers. And I said, well, who are you, do you understand what you're praying for? And who are you praying to? You know, we pray about, we have to understand who we pray and how the blessing comes. The way the blessing comes for us is because of what Christ did at the cross. So now I'm a new creation. Any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. You're a new self. And this new self has to learn to live by faith. Not by what you see, not even by what you think. You got to learn to simply believe what God said in his word. Abraham believed God. Just believe God. Whatever the devil said, what do God say about it? The devil said you're going to be no good. You're going to believe the devil's report, you're going to be God's report. So what I'm saying is faith, you cannot see faith in the natural. You can see the evidence of faith in the natural. God will manifest your faith, he manifests it in the natural, where you can see it, but faith in itself is invisible, because you're serving an invisible God. But the evidence of your faith is God will manifest or show you or bring to pass what you're praying for. And so you say you have faith. Oh, I got faith. Are you believing God for something right now? Are you really trusting God for something? Yeah, probably so. You probably are. Well, until it show up, the evidence of your faith is when it shows up. I can talk about Sister Overstreet. She's been praying for her kids. And I pray for her. I'm sure you pray for your family. You pray for your loved ones then. And you're still praying, you're still believing God's going to turn around, going to save them. And he is. But your faith got to be maintained. You still got to keep on believing. And when God starts doing it, that's the evidence of your faith. When God moves on what you've been praying for, that's the evidence. And God only moves when he sees faith in the heart. He only moves when he sees faith in your heart, not in your mind at some thing. It's not a mind thing. It's not mental answers. He moves when he sees faith in your heart. And you pray to God believing, but the faith is found in your heart. So, when you're praying, God looks down there and he sees where you have any faith in there. Is there any faith down there, Sister Overstreet or Adam Wallace? Do we have any faith? Did Tanya have any? Did Tina have any faith? And faith is simply believing. Simple definition of faith is simply believing what God says. Without any proof or evidence other than what? He said it. So I'm going to believe God just because he said it. I don't know why we can't. We do it all the time. If somebody tell you you go to the gas station and you buy get a car wash, you give her your money, you got faith that when the car wash is going to work, when you get over it, you got faith. We got faith, plenty of faith going around, but not faith in Jesus. And that's the only faith God's going to recognize. He only going to recognize the faith you have in Jesus. That's the only thing he's going to recognize. He don't see nothing else. If he see you have faith in Jesus, then he's going to honor your faith. And the devil, and he allows the devil to test you all kind of ways, and you're going to be tested. But after you're tested, and you come through the test, then God can prove you. He can trust you with some things, and that's what he wants. He wants to be able to trust you. He said, "That's my child down there. That's my son down there. I know if I ask him to do something, I got faith. He's going to do it." We got faith in God, but God wants to have faith in us. Amen. He wants to have faith in us. And we have to learn to live by faith. Hallelujah. I wish I had to do this longer. I've been living. I'll tell you what happened. Anyway, I got some money. I had a money problem. And I was trying to figure out how I'm going to make up for this money I lost. And I'm saying, well, I'm thinking about getting another job. I'm getting this, I'm getting that, I'm getting that. All this is in my mind, okay? So I see there's a possibility I'm going to get a job. Then I start to feel kind of better, okay? I can handle this on my own. But there ain't no faith in that. Because I'm relying upon yourself. But if I went to God and asked him, "Lord, Lord, I'm trusting you to make up the money I'm losing." But the first thing I do, self. God don't recognize self. The only thing God recognizes is faith. That's the key. Whatever you need from God is faith. It's nothing else. But faith that's in Jesus. Faith that's in Jesus. And so when you get saved, it's a walk of faith. You can't even get saved without faith in Christ. And it amazes me. We have more faith in doctors, lawyers, treatment centers, and AA program. We got more faith and things like that than we do Jesus, who made us. He made us. But we got more faith, more confidence in what the doctors say. Because we're natural. God knew it. That's why when God sees somebody that got faith, he's pleased. If our faith, God looks for people that believe in him. God is looking for people to believe. I'm not saying don't go to the doctor. I'm not saying, what I'm saying is, we got so much confidence and faith in people and things other than the Creator. So we got to learn. We got to learn to trust God. Learn to. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Look on the back of your program real quickly. I missed this. It's a definition of faith. Believe, faith, faithfulness, unbelief. I got definitions on back here. Now watch how this applies. The Greek word for believe is the ingredient of faith. Believe is, the Greek word is pisteuo. As a verb, it means to believe, trust in, put faith in, rely upon a person or a thing. It says to believe. Believe what God says about Jesus. Believe what the word says about Jesus. Trust in the word. Put your faith in Jesus. Rely upon a person, Jesus. Rely upon Jesus. The word faith is pistis, as a noun. It means to trust in others. Faith. It means trust in Jesus. Faithfulness is pistos, means faithful, trusty, true. Use a person one believes or trusts. Who are you believing and trusting today? Is it Jesus? Now, unbelief is a sin. I got out there on the board. Unbelief, the Greek word is anti-pistos. Any time the A means a negative. So whereas belief is positive, you put an A in front of the word, it's a negative. It means unfaithfulness, faithless, want of faith and trust, unbelief, weakness of faith, that believe not, unbelieving. That's people that ain't say unbeliever, infidel, thing incredible which is believe not. Do you know anything that's incredible that's believe not? Do you know anything that's incredible that's believe not? It's so incredible, people don't believe it. I know something incredible that people don't believe. That Tyron used to be in prison, she's in church now. That I used to be on alcohol, and I'm now in his church now. You here this morning because you're looking for the truth. It's incredible. But people don't believe it. People don't believe it. You change. They don't believe the power of God can change a person. Unbelief. People think they're all right. And that's why it says, be not yoked with unbelievers. People that they don't believe what God says. But our job is simple. Simply believe what God said. The word of the Lord came unto me. Thus saith the Lord. Can you believe what the words of the Lord say? As I say again, I'm knocking on doctors. The doctors say, well, the symptom is you got the symptoms of this. They give you a prescription for this. They give you a prescription. They don't really know. It's a crapshoot. Well, you got this symptom. You got a little headache. Okay, well, give me this. You got this symptom. That symptoms. But God, Jesus, God made these bodies. Now, who's going to know more about the body than the one who made it? Jesus. The reason why you got doctors, because God knew what nobody going to believe his word. I mean, the majority of people ain't going to believe his word. But he said, with your stripes, we are healed. But we don't have enough faith to simply believe that. We'll believe everything else but that scripture. It said, with his stripes, we are healed. Were healed, past tense. I think are healed in the Old Testament. Were healed, past tense. You already healed in the mind of God. Jesus Christ took the sin penalty in the body. Sin is in the body. Diabetes, AIDS, crack. All these diseases are in the body because of the blood. But when you get saved, you are a new creation that is Christ. You're not a sinner no more. You're a new person. And God said, I'll take care of the body because I died for the body. I took your stripes for everything you did bad. I took everything that you did wrong. I took it in his body. So God, Jesus Christ had no sin, but on the cross he died. Remember I said earlier, you had spirit, soul, and body? His body was what? Beat. Spit upon. Whipped. Crown of thorns, the punishment of us on his body. He said, before he said, my what? My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, because he was facing sin for the first time. And then from the cross he said, my God, his spirit, never been separated from God, not one time, had no broken communion with God. But when the sin that we caused him to take hit him, he said, my God, why have thou forsaken me? So you see that he died, his spirit was punished by separation from God, his soul was sorrowful, and his body was beaten for us. His stripes was for our healing. And God said, I see you now, Sister Overstreet. I see you, Mr. Lane. I see you, Miss Evans. I see you, Tim. I see you, Tanya. I see you in my son. I don't see you no more. I see you in my Son. And any man, now that I see you in my Son, you are a new creation. Your old past is done with. Old, done. Passed away. And I got to believe that. That's what God says about us. We're new. We're not the same old person. We're not walking by our senses anymore. We're walking by faith. Amen. You have to learn you're a new person with a new attitude. Who said that, Pat LaBelle? I got a new attitude. You're a new person. And now you got to quit living by what your senses, your thoughts. You got to start living by faith in Christ. I don't live by what I see or what somebody tell me. And the devil's a master at planting thoughts in your mind. He's a master at blowing things up. That's why you don't listen to him. You keep your faith in Jesus and stay there. Steadfast faith is God looking for. No matter what you do, don't lose your faith in Jesus. Amen. Don't lose it.
Amen.
Well, Romans 5:2 says this. By whom? Talking about Jesus. Also we have access what? By faith into what? Into this grace. Where we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. God said you have access to all my blessings, but it comes what? By faith. By faith. The book of Hebrews. By faith. Enoch. By faith. All through the 11th chapter of Hebrews. By faith. Without faith, it's impossible. So we need to. How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. God, word and spirit is truth. And when you feed on God's word, your faith is going to increase because it's spirit to your soul, to your spirit man. As I drink it in, as I study, it's feeding my spirit. It's going to make me strong in faith. And I can start believing God for the impossible. God wants to do miracles right here in this church. He wants you to do miracles. He wants you to do miracles. But can you believe it? That's why you're going through so many tests, Sister Overstreet. God wants to use you because he's looking for somebody that got some faith. That's why you're getting attacked. It ain't you personally. It's your faith the devil trying to destroy. He wants you discouraged. I'm only saying because I know. I mean, if she don't mind, I don't think it's all, you know, because I'm going through the same thing. You're getting attacked by faith. I'm minding my own business to go to jail. I know. Now, I was wrong for not paying that ticket. I didn't know about the ticket, but I'm saying the devil didn't want me to go to prison and preach. That's how I look at it. He tried to stop me from going to the prison. But I got that message in my heart, devil. I'm going to preach it when I get there next time I get a chance to go. What I'm saying is, anytime you're trying to do right, the devil won't attack you. Time you get all kind of stuff around you because he's trying to get you, he's trying to destroy your faith. He's trying to get you to go back. But you tell him, no Vegas is here, Jack. Well, I'm going to come to close. Well, you got to learn. Live by faith. The girls, the ladies, Tina said, do you have amazing grace? Look at the song, amazing grace. Well, how sweet the sound. Well, that saved a wretch like me. Mm-hmm. I was lost, but now I'm found. Well, was blind, but now I see. It was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did grace appear, what? The hour I first relieved. The hour that I had faith. The hour you have faith, that's when you get saved. Hallelujah. It's by faith. Well, it's by faith. Uh-huh. The Bible says four times in Habakkuk, uh-huh. The just to live by faith. Romans 1:17. The just to live by faith. Well, in Galatians 3:11, the just to live by faith. Well, Hebrews 10:38. The just to live by faith. And God tells us we're a new person in Christ. Uh-huh. He died on the cross for me. And the life you're living now, you live by faith in the Son of God. The author and the finisher is Jesus. Uh-huh. He's the author of your faith. He's the captain of your faith. Uh-huh. And he's the finisher of your faith. Well, if you're walking by what you see and what you think and what you feel, but somebody don't told you, you're going to fall. Uh-huh. You're going, it ain't no good and all that. I don't care what the devil say. I don't care what he pronounced on you. You tell him, no, not so. I'm a child of the King. I'm a new creation in Christ. I got power. I got the Holy Ghost. I got authority. I got the legal right to cast out devils. I'm going to get healed by faith. Christ has already paid for my price, paid for my sickness at the cross. I ain't paying no hospital bill. I ain't going to no hospital. I'm simply going to stand on what thus saith the Lord. You may not have faith like that, but one day you keep on striving. You keep on going through the test, and you got help. You got Jesus on the inside. He's working on you, uh-huh. He's working on you on the inside, and he's going to manifest his glory on the outside. God wants some people that got some faith, uh-huh. faith to move mountains. He said, speak into the mountain, say to the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and not doubt in the heart. You shall have was wherever you hear. God, this is the time. We're in the last days. God wants to do miracles through you. But he ain't going to do nothing through you if you ain't got no faith. He can't even use you until he's approved of your faith. God got to approve your faith. Not you go through one chest. Oh, great, I got through that chest. It's going to be another one coming. It's going to be another one coming. And then he'll approve. He'll say, I can trust Sister Overstreet. I can trust Tanya. I can trust Mr. Waller. I can trust Mr. Lash because they got faith. They believe what I tell them. And that's all God wants. He wants somebody that believes him. That's all he wants. He wants some folks that's going to believe him. Learn to live by faith. It's all about faith. Bible study. Don't you know even fasting is about faith? To help your faith, God ain't going to move because you're fasting, but by you spending time with him, it's going to help your faith increase. Learn to live by faith. That's how you got to live.
Hallelujah.
You can't live by what you see. You can't go by what you see. You can't go by what you hear. You can't go by what you smell, what you taste. You gotta like disregard what your sisters are telling you. But I'm guilty. We believe what we see. Seeing is believing. Yeah, that's how we go by what we see. Well, he believed in God while he's sick. He believed in God while, you know, and look at the symptoms. You know, but what I'm saying is, we got to learn to live by what we don't see. We learn to live by simply believing what God says. We don't believe what God say. No, I know. Because we still got problems. If God got rid of me at the cross, why do I still have problems? If he crucified me at the cross, why do I still have problems? Somebody. God said, I'm crucified with Christ. Why am I still having problems in my flesh? He said, life I live now in the flesh, I live by the Son of God who gave himself for me, by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So if I'm believing God's word, if I'm dead, why am I still having so much trouble? You ain't believing the word. I ain't believing God, so I'm a new creation. Don't you know I procrastinate a lot? That's why I got that ticket. I didn't pay that ticket. I procrastinated. But like God said, that was the old John Wallace. Don't claim procrastination no more. I moved on my emotions a lot when I get high, get mad, go get me a drink. Get upset, go get a drink. That's old John Wallace. Why you evidently you ain't believe what I said about you? We don't believe what God says about us. We don't. We say we do. We claim it. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthened me. I can do all things. Greater is he that's in me than he's in the world. But a test comes, where's your faith? And God going to put you to the test. Amen. I know this ain't no shouting message, but I'm going to close out with this. If you're blind this morning, see, the devil wants you blind. He wants you blind. And most people, they ain't saved, they're blind. And see, there's plenty of people need help. I heard my pastor tell me one thing one time. He said, people got so many problems. He said he wished he could get inside somebody and show them how to get out. And it's by faith. You say you get out by faith. That's how you got saved. And I see people going to the treatment center. And I ain't saying it has its points. It has its points. But in my own experience, I was in the hospital for 30 days down in Chillicothe more than once for drinking. Went to AA, did this, did that, did this. God delivered me in jail, totally set free from alcoholism. No counseling and no AA book. Amen. Now he took the desire. You got crack? You on drugs? Yes, whatever it is, God can take it. I mean, just take it. but by faith. Now, I have to admit that he will take some things from me without even asking. He took the alcohol. I didn't ask. I don't remember asking him to take, but he took it. I thank God he did. But God has the power to set people totally free. But they got to have faith. They got to have faith. Y'all pray for me, my Lord, health and strength. I'm going to close out with that. Faith comes by hearing. Okay, the more you hear God's word, the more faith you should have. Because when you start reading the Bible, it's a book of faith. It's all through the Bible. Noah, Abraham, all through the Bible, all the old partridges in the Old Testament, Moses, all men of faith. And when God sees your faith, that's when you're going to receive the promise. There's one scripture in here that says, they all die in faith, having not seen the promise, have not received the promise. Hebrews says, they all die in belief. They didn't see it come to pass, but they all die in the faith. There's somebody here right now. There's somebody that's praying for you. Maybe they died. Maybe it's a praying grandma. Maybe it's an aunt or uncle. But somebody prayed for you. They didn't see you get saved, but now you get saved. Now you live for God. They didn't see it, but they died believing. Learn to live by faith. That's all I got today. If you are blind this morning, if you are lost this morning, if you need salvation, if you need prayer about your faith, won't you come this morning? Won't you come? Learning to live by faith. Learning to live by faith. In Christ alone will I glory. Though I could pride myself in battles won, I've been blessed beyond measure, and by His grace alone I overcome. Oh, I could stop and count successes like diamonds in my hands, but those trophies could reach beyond my weakness to my need. Now I seek no greater honor than just to know Him more, and to count my gains and losses to the glory of my life. Source of strength.
and fall.